From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruriak. California continues to be in a state of resistance against the Trump administration. 60 lawsuits have been filed or joined by the state, and more friend of the court briefs, those amicus briefs, have been filed in other cases. And in this state of resistance, California's governor and attorney general claim to be winning. The PolitiFact California team has analyzed that claim. Reporter Chris Nichols is joining me with analysis. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Beth. Great to be here.
Glad to have you back in the studio. So some statements like that one just seem to invite a fact check, especially if they're repeated and repeated and repeated.
They are. And we're seeing a lawsuit filed, it feels like, every week by California against the Trump administration. And then when the top Democrats in the state get up and talk about these lawsuits, they often repeat this statement that California is winning in court against the Trump administration.
To be clear, just the act of filing a lawsuit or joining another lawsuit is a statement of resistance. And that's something California has continued to do. So should we say something just in general about that resistance?
Well, I think that filing a lawsuit really is an act of resistance. I think it's one of the most tangible and powerful acts of resistance that we have in California, that California has demonstrated. There are, of course, other forms, speeches and rhetoric, even voting. California voters overwhelmingly voted against President Trump. But these lawsuits, they have real tangible, concrete power. They have, some of them at least, have actually blocked plans by the administration or policies or curtailed them. I would say this is a very concrete form of resistance. And before we get into some of the topics of these lawsuits, I just want to talk a little bit about the scale and the pace of the filing of these lawsuits. Mm. California has now filed more lawsuits against the Trump administration than Texas did in 8 years against the Obama administration. Of course, Texas was considered a very strong state of resistance in its own right under the last administration, but it filed 48 lawsuits in 8 years. We're now at more than 60, just partway through President Trump's first term in office.
I think in terms of the pacing, sometimes it's been one a week for California, hasn't it?
It does seem like that. There are a lot of press conferences here at the Capitol about these lawsuits.
So let's get to the specific claim that your team researched and some of the words that have been said.
Sure. So we actually have the claims in a soundbite, and we focused on both Governor Gavin Newsom and Attorney General Javier Becerra. These are separate press conferences, but they each made essentially the same claim that California is winning in court against the Trump administration.
We are winning. The vast majority of the lawsuits been adjudicated in favor of California. We're the most un-Trump state in the United States of America.
Every time we go to court, for the most part, we win. We're proving that this administration is trying to do things the wrong way by breaking the rules.
That was first the voice of California Governor Gavin Newsom, and then you heard Attorney General Javier Becerra. That wasn't just one comment that we happened to get from each of them. This is the same sort of statement and claim that has been made over and over by both of them and more California leaders.
That's right. And, Becerra back in May gave a colorful quote to the Mercury News when he talked about this. He said, if I were a baseball player, my batting average would be the envy of the MLB, the Major League Baseball. So he's had some fun with it. I think that California Democrats, and for some good reason, have been confident and very, very happy, self-assured about how they're doing in court, at least early on, and we'll talk about why.
Who's tracking the lawsuits, and what do those records show?
There are a couple of groups that are tracking them. Our news partner, CalMatters, a nonprofit news organization, as well as a Marquette University political science professor, they're separately tracking California's lawsuits. And their records, at least so far, they each show that California has won the vast majority of the cases that have received at least an initial or a completed ruling.
If you look at it one way, then you could say, well, you know, saying that you're winning the vast majority of the cases isn't completely accurate if you consider the fact that a lot of these cases are still working their way through the system. So I think that's the one piece of skepticism, I guess, you could have with these numbers. But honestly, I do think, just as kind of looking at this neutrally, that I think it's very accurate that California has had great success in court against the Trump administration.
So that was Paul Nolet. He's the Marquette University political science professor, and he is tracking all of the lawsuits, all of the multi-state lawsuits against the Trump administration. He has noticed through time that more and more states are filing lawsuits against not just the Trump administration, but in the past against the Obama administration in an effort to sort of assert themselves. And as he mentioned, at least the majority of the cases that have received decisions so far have gone in favor of California. He put the winning percentage for California at nearly 90%.
Wow.
For either the completed cases. There's been 16 where California has won in a completed case, and then quite a few where they've received at least initial rulings in their favor from a lower court, and it's in the appeals process, so it's not finished. But his numbers show that really high winning percentage. I think the other important part that he mentioned at the top was that the majority of the overall cases are undecided. They haven't gone all the way through. So there's some context that's really missing when you hear this statement that California is winning.
I think I see the way this fact check is going, but tell me what you heard from any other legal expert.
Well, we also spoke with UC Davis Law School Dean Kevin Johnson. He has been tracking the lawsuits as well, not necessarily in a database, but he monitors especially the cases on immigration very closely. And I asked him a little bit about these statements that we've heard a lot, that California is winning, and he offered his thoughts on those.
I think generally it's a fair statement. The state of California has prevailed in a number of lawsuits filed against the Trump administration, as well as defending against a lawsuit or two filed by the Trump administration. It's not as easy as saying whether a team won or lost a football game, though. And some of these cases are far from completion.
So as you continue on, then, you look at what's happening at this moment in time. Who knows what's going to happen to the rest of the cases? But at this point, victories and defeats, what are some of the significant ones?
Sure. Well, I think one of the biggest victories came just recently in July. California prevailed. It led the effort to block the Trump administration from adding a citizenship question to the 2020 census.
Right, right.
And so that's probably one of the biggest ones. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled against the move, and President Trump eventually abandoned his plan to add that question. Another case that the state won was against the Trump administration's attempt 2 years ago to cut off certain federal funds for sanctuary jurisdictions. And I think the interesting part about that is that a year later, the Trump administration attempted again to do sort of a similar thing, and California has now filed another lawsuit that is pending.
One of the defeats, though, had to do with the waiving of the environmental laws. This is something related to the wall.
That's right. In February, California, in one of the few cases that it has actually lost, they were dealt a blow because they were defeated when they tried to stop the Trump administration from essentially waiving environmental laws that would speed up border wall construction in Southern California. And a federal district judge, later an appeals panel, ruled in favor of the federal government.
Let's get to the rating then. What did you decide on this claim of winning by both the governor and in particular the attorney general?
Well, we found, and we placed the rating on Attorney General Becerra because he's at the center of all these lawsuits. We found that he is generally on the right track, where he says every time we go to court, at least for the most part, we win. He does have that caveat for the most part, because there have been a couple of defeats, we did find he leaves out the fact that most of these lawsuits still have no final decision. We think that's important. It's not reflected in what he said. But when you listen to his press conference, he offered at least one other statement with just a tad bit more clarity. We thought that was important. We think that California's early successes in court are also important. So in the end, we rated his claim as mostly true.
All right, Chris, thanks. Always good to be in touch with you. Just in a couple seconds, what are you working on next?
We are continuing to track Governor Newsom's campaign promises. He had quite a few promises, including expanding services for homeless residents. And so we're going to do an update later this week to see what he's done on that front.
Thank you again.
Thanks, Beth.
That is California PolitiFact reporter Chris Nichols. And if you're following the story of Bernie Sanders having been hospitalized and having heart surgery, he had been in Las Vegas at a campaign event. Continue to stay with NPR News throughout the day for updates. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio.
This is Cap Radio, 90.9 Sacramento and 91.3 Stockton Modesto, your NPR station. We got support from Smart Food Service Warehouse Stores, serving the needs of independent food service operators and open to the public at two Sacramento locations. Learn more at smartfoodservice.com. And we got support from The Waterboy, a Midtown neighborhood restaurant serving Sacramento for more than 20 years, offering seasonal and locally sourced menus for lunch and dinner. The Waterboy, sharing meals, feeding memories. Waterboyrestaurant.com.
Well, good morning. I'm Joe Barr. I'm Chief Content Officer here at Capital Public Radio, and I'm pleased to be joined by Drew Sanzer, Senior News Producer. He's the guy, we kind of think of him as the conductor of the newsroom.
I always get that, yeah.
He makes things happen in the newsroom, a very important part of our news operation. We're happy to be here this morning with you, and we're highlighting Insight, and we're talking about how important Insight is. And the segment that we just heard is a great example of what Insight does and what Cap Radio does for you in terms of great journalism. Capital Public Radio is the only PolitiFact, public radio PolitiFact partner. We're the only ones. We are PolitiFact California. We've taken that on because we understand that that's an important part of what journalism does. Fact-checking and making sure that elected officials and people in power are held to account for what they say and what they do. That's a big part of our journalism here at Cap Radio. And Chris Nichols and the team work very hard to make that happen each and every day. And you just heard a bit of that this morning with the what Chris is working on now. And you can continue to rely on PolitiFact California as the presidential campaign heats up. Governor Newsom continues to do what he does in office, and others are saying things and doing things. We're going to be there. That's what PolitiFact California does. And you make it all happen at 1-800-800-5867 or going online to capradio.org.
Yeah, and it's not just our PolitiFact person, Chris, who does a great job, but also in the newsroom. Today, we're up in Reno, Carson City. We have Elizabeth Warren there. We're up there covering her. We have Joe Biden, former vice president, is also in Reno. Nevada playing a big part in the election. We have someone covering that. So we provide investigative journalists, but also going out and getting stories where they're happening with our reporters. And you can help provide that coverage by donating right now. You're helping us do our jobs and helping others, too, make sense of all these issues facing the nation. And there are a lot of them right now in the neighborhood. And as Joe was saying, too, we have an election just around the corner. Seems to be coming up faster than I think we expect.
We are in election season.
Yeah, it's almost year-round every year now,
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, so help us provide you with this coverage, and 800-800-5867, 800-800-5867, or capradio.org.
Well, you can feel good knowing that you're making your community better when you donate to Cap Radio, and ensure that that donation stays current by going evergreen. This is a really simple process. Pick your monthly amount and call now, and the person on the other end of the line will walk you through the process, which takes just a couple of minutes. Go evergreen when you you call 1-800-800-5867, 1-800-800-5867.
And I always say too that you know, going evergreen even for whatever amount, that's a few cups of coffee a month. Come on.
It's nothing.
You know, yeah, or whatever. If you want to donate more, of course, we'd be happy to. But, and donating today, you could win a $500 gift card to Hilton. 800-800-5867, 800-800-5867.